Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Linda Bloom of Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning.
Linda, you have a pretty big project underway up there in Audubon. So people hopefully in the future can go to a movie right there in your theater. So give us some, tell us about the committee and the work you're doing.
Okay, so far we have formed a 501c3 charitable organization named the Audubon Community Cinema, and we are in the process right now of pulling the old theater seats out of the theater and getting bids on heating, cooling, that kind of thing, digital projection systems. Basically, we're going to have to gut the theater and renovate.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're starting from scratch almost.
We pretty much are, but we're really excited about it. The community has really jumped on board with us, and it's going to be a really great project.
Now, you mentioned that you're taking out all of those old seats. What's happening to those?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Right now, we have had several people come in and take some home as mementos from their memories of the Rose Theater as it existed when they were kids or young adults. We still have some left, so if anybody is interested in some Art Deco vintage theater seats, they can get a hold of me, and we will try to arrange a time for them to come up and take a look at them and see if they would like to take some home. We are asking $10 a seat or a free will donation, whichever is larger.
Okay. So. Now, are there? Can you get like two, or is there a big row of them? How does that work?
The rows were six. There were six seats on each side of the aisle. And I believe there are a few rows that maybe still have six attached, but they do come apart.
So yes. If I don't have room for six, I don't have to take six.
Correct. That's correct.
But, you know, when you're talking about people who are buying those who have memories, I'm just thinking that if those seats could talk, they could tell some pretty wild stories.
That could be.
Maybe you ought to ask people for their stories, and at least some of them could be printed and go do a little book that goes along with your cinema raising funds. I don't know. It could be really interesting.
Absolutely. So, and we've heard a lot of stories from a lot of people. They are very willing to share their stories.
Oh, good. Good. It could be a fun little book that gets somebody else on that project, Linda. What you need are some more jobs, right?
Correct.
Yes. Now, it would seem to me that running a theater now, and we look ahead, and when you're ready to run that theater, that you've had to do a lot of research on projection. I mean, this isn't like putting a big reel on like it used to be.
That's correct. All movies now are digital, so we will have to pull the old projection system out and purchase digital.
Okay. Is there anything that surprised you, Linda, as you've been doing the research about redoing a theater? Anything that surprised you, say, man, I didn't know that's what we're going to have to do?
Probably that was the biggest issue, was the digital projection. There are several community theaters in our region that we have become friends with and talked with, Lake City, Carson, and Red Oak in particular. They've been all very helpful. They all run their theaters as community theaters, fully staffed by volunteers, so they've been able to keep their ticket prices low, and they try to keep their concessions down as well, because that is one of our goals, is we want to keep the cost down so people will come to Audubon to go to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, the digital projection, that was probably the biggest thing, and it's quite expensive, so eye-opening.
Yeah, I would imagine. So all of this is volunteer, and then you're saying, you know, a lot of work now, but it has to continue if it's going to be successful, so volunteers are going to be needed ongoing.
They are, yes. Yes, and we plan on showing movies Friday night, Saturday night, and then a Sunday matinee. So we'll show the same movie three times in a weekend once we are up and running.
Okay. Now, what about getting the movies? That's the other thing that, you know, is this something going to be that you get the movies pretty quickly after they've come out, or do you have to wait months?
No, we won't have to wait months. We will not be a first-run movie theater. That just is not feasible for us, and the other community theaters don't do it that way either.
Mm-hmm.
We will be a second-run movie theater, so we won't get the movies right out of the chute, but
Soon.
Within a couple weeks.
Yeah. I'm thinking that the digital makes that more possible than it used to with all those big reels. So that's a positive kind of thing.
Yeah, it should be pretty handy.
So now, Linda, I know you've had to raise funds so far. I mean, you've purchased this building, but funds are continuing to be needed. What are you doing for fundraising?
We have applied for, at the moment, we have applied for 3 grants, and we are in the process of looking at when the deadlines are for more. So we'll apply for as many grants as we can. Last week, toward the end of the week, we sent out several hundred of letters to local citizens as a fundraising drive, and we probably the end of this week or early next week will be targeting some major donors that we will mm-hmm. be making personal mm-hmm. visits to. So we're hoping with the grants and with the private donations we will come up with the funds needed, and really have no set goal of when to open. It just will depend on how the funds come mm-hmm. in.
What's the total amount needed?
Right now, our projected cost is $350,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a very doable amount, I think. I mean, when you look at other projects that have happened, that seems like not, you know, out in the sky kind of number, or something that's very doable. Are you doing any event kinds of things? I don't know, bake sales or anything like that, or is it mostly just the things that you've told us?
Actually, yes, we have a fundraiser coming up on April 9th. We are having the Weisenheimers, which is a comedy group out of Omaha, come. So we'll be having a dinner catered by Jan's Catering, and then a silent and oral auction, which we might have some of those lovely theater seats at. And then we'll have the comedy group.
Okay. What time and where?
That is April 9th, 6 o'clock. And we really are pushing for pre-ticket sales, not so many at the door, because we need to know number of head.
Okay.
So if anybody is interested in going to that, you can call me at 712-304-0092. And it will be a great night. Okay. They're really funny.
And we're visiting with Linda Bloom, by the way, just in case you missed that at the beginning. Linda Bloom is a person that you would call. Are there any businesses where they can get tickets?
Yes, Audubon State Bank, AMVC, Landman's Bank, I believe, as well.
So just
double check our flyer to make sure I'm not overspeaking here. Yes, Audubon State Bank, Landman's Bank, and AMVC Vet Services.
Okay, and where did you say that would be?
It is going to be at the Agra Hall here in Audubon on April 9th.
Okay. So anybody, I mean, who's listening, certainly would be invited to come to that event and think about in the future getting to see a movie at a reasonable price, because, you know, you go to Omaha or wherever and you can spend a lot of money going to the movies.
Really?
I assume you're going to have popcorn.
We will.
That's a part of going to the movie, right?
You betcha.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what they said. Your popcorn has to be fantastic.
Yes, yes. So this has been an ongoing group that's working on this, and you still have work ahead of you.
We do. Yep, it's the most positive group I've ever worked with. Everybody's just very excited about it and very motivated.
Okay, but I'm sure you can still use more volunteers if somebody says, well, I didn't know that was going on, because that happens.
We definitely can. And also, I'll give you our email address if anybody is interested in volunteering or wants more information on the Audubon Community Cinema or the Rose Theater. Our email is info@rosemovietheater.com.
Okay.
So you can send us an email and we'll get right back to you with whatever information you're needing.
Okay. Sounds like could be fun, and you mentioned this is a good group to work with, so lots of opportunities there. So, good luck to you, Linda, and to your committee. I'm sure with the background work that you've done, you're going to be very successful. And until next time, we want to say thank you to Linda Bloom. And here's a thought. Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.